The body is capable of manifesting new neural pathways from new experiences. We typically think of new experiences as experiences that we must have in physical reality. That doesn't necessarily have to be so. Research indicates that if we simply imagine the experience in our minds, the imagination of the experience will manifest new neural networks. Hard to believe, I admit, but by Jove, it turns out to be true. Thoughts are all powerful. The mind is absolutely awesome. We limit ourselves because there are many experiences in life that are precluded from us for one practical reason or another. We're not physically strong enough. We don't have a preference for doing it. We're not able to financially. The availability of the opportunity is never afforded to us, etc., etc., etc. The reality is, however, that because our imaginations do just as well as the real experience, we can get an incredible result from simply imagining an activity or an event which is new to us, something that we probably have never experienced before in our life. That is what this guided meditation is all about today. I am not asking you to do anything physical. This will be all through your imagination. The more that you can imagine yourself doing each and every thing I am guiding you to do in your mind's eye, the more successful you will be in creating the new neural pathways. This means, in turn, that because new neural pathways have been created physically in your body, your balance will improve, your mobility will improve, your stamina will improve, your overall ability to function will improve, and your overall energy will be heightened. So, with these promises of great results, which of course are set by your intention, let's proceed. It's time to take a walk. And again, I remind you, please don't actually take a walk. This is a meditation, which means I'm asking you to be stationary and, if you wish, to close your eyes, for this will be a walk in your imagination only. If you would please, open up the front door of your house or apartment or dwelling and step outside the house. Because this is in your imagination, you don't have to worry about bringing any canes or walkers or walking aids because you will be able to function quite perfectly without any of those such devices. No wheelchairs are necessary on this walk, I assure you. Close the door behind you and standing up straight now, take a step with your left foot forward effortlessly, and now a step with your right foot effortlessly, and then the left and the right. And you may need, if you're in an apartment, to get in an elevator or also go out the outside exit to your building. So proceed in stepping with your left foot and then your right foot until you can actually arrive to the outside of the dwelling you currently live in. Walking left to the right And in your imagine, making the pace steady and solid, left to right, left to right. No pauses, no freezing, no noticeable weakness with any step. All steps solidly hit onto the surface of Mother Earth. And if you need to, open up the front exit of your building. If not, just continue to walk. And whatever safe place there is to walk outside your dwelling, left to right, left to right. And allow your body to sway from left to right as if you are almost dancing. If you are concerned about people watching you as you walk right now, have no one watch you. This is your walk. Left to right, left to right, at a steady pace. No worry about becoming tired because this is in your imagination. And as you walk from left to right, are you noticing any particular weakness in your body? Why? This is in your imagination. Feel the solidness of the earth as you step on Mother Earth with your left foot and your right foot and your left foot and your right. Feel how delightful and joyous it feels to take a power walk at a pace that is strong and forceful. I now, as you continue to walk at the same pace, left to right, left to right, I now ask you to add the swing of your arms. Now, the way this works is as your left foot, as you continue to walk, left to right, left to right. As your left foot is forward, your right arm will be forward. In other words, the swing of the arms is opposite the swing of your feet. Coordinate that now so that your arms are swinging as you are walking. Left foot to right, left, right, left, right. And allow those arms to begin to swing effortlessly, each one with equal force, with assurance, with confidence, with forcefulness. This is not a pushy walk. This is a power walk. Left to right. No pauses here. And as you are walking outside, if you hit into a hill or into stairs, there is no reason to slow down on this jaunt. Continue at the same pace, left to right, with the arms swinging just as the body needs them to swing. Left to right, left to right, left to right, left to right. Solid pace. Are you notice any problems with coordinating your arms with your legs? Coordinate that now. Just coordinate it now. Make your movements so that they are effortless. Left to right, left to right. Each foot placed onto the earth with equal force. No pausing, no stumbling. Each leg being picked up with equal distance from the earth. The ability as you walk from left to right, with arms swinging in a coordinated way. No worry about any obstacles that you encounter, whether they be rocks or curbs or streetlights. simply tell the cars, if there are cars on your walk, to stop. You control this fantasy, not them. There's no reason to pause or to wait for anyone else. This is your uninterrupted power walk. Left to right, left to right, left to right. And as you continue on this walk, stopping whatever interruptions you may see in your pathway, whatever they may be, turning whatever walk lights you need to cross streets, if you are crossing streets, making sure that there are no noisome dogs or animals that are in your way, simply push them aside with your intention, and walking forcefully. Make the weather whatever it needs to be in order for you to continue your walk safely. No reason to get tired or fatigued at all, for this walk is in your power imagination. Left to right, left to right. Arms swinging in a coordinated way as you walk on your walk. Your body doing what it knows how to do perfectly. And as you walk, sing, Mary had a little lamb. Mary had a little lamb, little lamb. Mary had a little lamb, her fleece was white as snow. Go ahead and sing it with me. Keep walking. Left foot, right foot, left foot, right foot. Arms swinging just as they need to swing. And add the song. Mary had a little lamb, a little lamb. Mary had a little lamb, her fleece was light as snow. Mary had a little lamb. Loudly and forcefully sing the song so that the entire world can hear you singing. And notice that you're keeping up the pace of the walk. Left foot, right foot, left foot, right foot, left foot, right foot, with arms swinging in a coordinated way, just as they need to swing. As you confront hills, no worry, because there's no reason to become tired or fatigued. No reason for wheelchairs, no reason for canes, no reason for walking devices. Your body can do precisely what it needs to do now in your imagination. A power walk you are taking now as you are singing that song, Mary had a little lamb, with the same force and the same power and the same pace. What I have not told you now is, you will now transport yourself as you continue your walk to New York City, United States. And as you walk down the streets of New York City, you see in front of you Madison Square Gardens. And at the marquee of this well-known place, your name appears as the featured boxer in a competition for the heavyweight championship of the United States. That's right. You're the headline act. You will be boxing against an opponent well known, I might say, to be the epitome of all that is evil in the world. This opponent has been known to steal money from the homeless. This opponent is known for being singularly responsible for all economic ill will in the world. This opponent is singularly responsible for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. They are responsible for the famine in Africa and throughout every country of the world. This opponent, I can assure you, is the epitome of evil. And this is an opponent that you need to defeat. Marching left to right, left to right, left to right, straight through the front doors of Madison Square Gardens as you hear the applause of those who recognize who you are. Little did they know they would get a glimpse of the star act for the evening. As you march left to right, you go into the dressing room where your trainer awaits you. They prepare you for the grand event. With the bandages on your hands as you finally sit to take a short rest. And they place the boxing gloves on your hands as you are now already dressed in the clothes you need to be in order to be in this fight. Rest assured, this is your contest. The contest against all that is represented by this opponent to be evil in the world. This is your match to become victorious. Be motivated, for it is important that you win this boxing match tonight. Stand up, steady, with equal weight on both legs. Feel the strength of your arms, of your pelvis, of your back, of your neck. Feel the power of your voice as you now hear the cheering crowd that has filled every seat in Madison Square Gardens to applaud your entry into the grand hall where the boxing match for the grand champion is about to be held. The crowd is crazy with joy that you have now entered into the stadium area. You see to the left your family members. They are all here to cheer you on. And they are, some of them, crying with tears because they never could imagine you would have ever been the main act for tonight. And to your right, you see all of your friends. Everyone is there. Everyone has come to New York City to see you fight in this match. As you walk from left to right, left to right, left to right, arms swinging in a coordinated way. No singing Mary Had a Lamb, at least in this environment, please. Left to right, arms swinging in a coordinated way. Walking forcefully, powerfully, and intently to the main ring, and then jumping up onto the stage, for you see it is effortless for you to jump up onto the main ring. No stairs are needed here for the champion to be. Hold up both arms as the crowd cheers you on. Feel their support. Feel their hope for the victory that is about to happen. Feel their cheers. And now sit down in the corner as your opponent enters into the stadium area. Hear the jeers. Hear the boos of the crowd as this devil, so to speak, enters with black gloves and a black suit on. Watch them walk up as paper plates and cups and ice are thrown at this devilish entity. There is no greater evil than this opponent of yours, soon to be encountered. Jeers, shouts, go home, loser. Watch them walk up to the boxing rink. And this devil, so to speak, needs stairs to walk up and a special sitting device because they have problems with their hips. Ha! They now sit across from you, looking at you with devilish eyes and saying to you, ha, you think you're going to beat me? I'm the devil. The referee brings the both of you together with the usual cautions to be clean, etc., etc. You look this opponent of yours straight in the eye. And without words, but with thoughts, you say to your opponent, we know who's going to be victorious, and it's not you. The referee moves back. The bell rings. It's now time to fight. You now prance from left to right, left to right. You dance around as if it is the dance of your life. You can feel the center of your gravity right in the place of your body where it needs to be. You're ducking his or her jabs. You are dodging what they are giving to you. And yes, you are punching from the left and from the right at the right openings where you need to punch. Dodging, jumping, placing weight precisely where it needs to be placed, balancing in precisely the way you need to be balanced, hearing the cheers of the crowd as you slam the right side of your opponent's face and the left side of your opponent's face. And yes, they are suddenly down on the floor as the referee counts 1, 2, but they get back up and the bell rings. End of round 1. You sit down and you are not physically tired. You have more energy than you have ever had in your life. You feel centered. You feel solid. You can feel the balance of being alive. The center of gravity is precisely where it needs to be. Your coach tells you it's going to happen. There's no doubt about it. The bell rings again. You stand up. It's time for round 2. This time you approach this devilish opponent in an aggressive and in an assured manner. Left, right, left, right, with a dance now, faster and faster. It is as if there is nothing you can do that will be off balance or uncentered. A slam to the stomach, a slam to the chest. All of a sudden, this opponent has no ability to fight back. Your choice is, do you take them out now or do you wait for round 3? Feel the power, feel the assurance, feel the earth underneath your feet. Feel what it feels like to be in the center of power and in the center of attention. This is a fight that you will win. So win it now. Take your left arm or your right arm, whatever is your choice, and place the final blow onto the face of your opponent. It is time to be victorious. Do it now. Do it now quickly when they're not looking. Ah, it's good. Great. They're down. They're down. And now the referee counts. 1, 2, 3, and the crowd begins to cheer. 5, 6, cheering is louder. 8, cheering is louder, 9, 10. That's it. They're out. The referee raises both of your arms as you circle around and see the faces of the 10,955 individuals who have come to see this incredible event. You've won the fight. The cheers are so loud, they are rattling your eardrums. You can smell everything in the stadium. Everything. You can smell the babies. You can smell the sweat. You can smell the opponent's sorrow and tears for losing. You can smell the talcum powder that was put onto your gloves. You can smell the sweetness of victory. The cheers continue. Music plays. Your family is out of control, and they come up onto the ring to hug you and to thank you for what you have accomplished, not only for yourself, but for the rest of the world. The referee now passes to you the microphone. It is time now for you to speak to the crowd. The crowd, all of a sudden, becomes silent. There is no movement among anyone present. You could hear a pin drop. You take a long, slow, big breath. And now, I invite you, among other words you will say to this crowd, to say the following words. This is a new beginning for me. Listen to the crowd cheer. Listen to the applause. I declare there is much for me to do. And I declare I am committed to doing it now. Listen to the crowd cheer. Feel the love and support of your family. I have dreams to fulfill for myself and for those that I love. And I will make them so. I am now in my full power. I am solidly centered on this earth from now until the day I depart this earth. I am here for myself, for my family, for my friends, and for all of you who have come to witness my victory. I declare that I will become all that I have ever dreamed of becoming. I declare that I will do all that I have ever dreamed of doing. For there is now nothing that can stop me now. I have defeated the obstacle which has kept me down and depressed and resistant to declaring my power. I declare for myself a new life, a new way of being in the world. I declare it is time for me to have a new beginning, a beginning to do what I have always dreamed of doing. I thank all of you who have come here tonight to support me in this most magnificent event of my life. What I have discovered for myself is that knowing I would be victorious made it so. There is no enemy I cannot defeat now. I know that. I feel all the power, the nourishment, the support, the love, and the presence of the divine that is needed for me to become all that I am. And now, in addition to these declarations, I invite you to make your own declaration, your own statement to all of those who are present here, including myself, to hear your declarations. Make them now. Listen to the crowd cheer you on. Receive their blessings. And I now invite you to leave the ring. Enter the dressing room. Take off your gloves. Place your regular clothes on. And as you wave goodbye to all who are gathered to celebrate your victory, walk home. Walk all the way home. You don't have to worry about energy because you have all that you need since this is in your imagination. Walk with a steady pace. No need for walkers or wheelchairs or walking devices. For you are in balance. Your center of gravity is precisely where it needs to be. You are coordinated. You are mobile. You are able to walk at whatever pace you need to walk. Your voice is powerful. Your energy is limitless. And as you walk home, feel free to make any stops you wish along the way to celebrate your victory. I thank you for participating in this fantasy, a fantasy that is configured to renew neural connections. May you celebrate a new way of feeling and being as a result of your mind work today. You were magnificent. This is Robert Rogers from Parkinson's Recovery. Congratulations, champion.